Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the city's budget for the coming year.
It doesn't seem to have a lot of major changes. The only one, of course, is for the airport, and that's a tremendous jump because of the installation of the runway and hangar, but that was to be expected because of the expense involved in that, and I believe the city is getting some help with that, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, and so that is one of our bigger changes in the coming budget. But yes, as you mentioned, that's actually going to be grant funded. That's with some help from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. They actually will pay 90% of that. And so the city last year issued some bonds, and $500,000 was set aside for the airport. But that $500,000 will actually turn into about a $5 million project with a complete reconstruction of the runway and in some additional hangar space too. So we also have some additional sewer work that will be going on. This is cure-in-place piping, or CIPP is what we actually call it. This is a way of inserting a liner it's actually soft when we start with it, almost like a cloth, almost like a plastic film over a cloth. And then it's placed in a pipe and then either boiled or hit with steam. And as it cooks, it hardens into place and gives a 50-year additional life to the existing pipe. We've had great results with this in the past. And what we find is that we don't have to do any street work, removal of streets. This happens from manhole to manhole, so there's no reconstruction of streets, saving us a lot of expense there. Engineers tell us that these are having great results in other places with long life, so we feel like it's as good as a new pipe. And so it's a good product we've had a lot of success with in the past. So we'll be doing that too. And so there'll be some additional expenditures from the sewer side of things, but very similar to the runway, this is something that we've been planning for, and so we don't anticipate any adjustment in the rate on sewers.
You have mentioned that revenues are kind of flat, and it's probably the result of a lot of things, and to help deal with that, you plan to rely on the LOST tax, the local option sales tax, right?
Yeah, the local option sales tax is something we've had for many years, and it's a critical part of what we do. It was actually passed most recently in the context of streetscape, and so the biggest expenditure coming out of local option sales tax, or LOST, is to pay the debt service for the streetscape that's completed around the square. So that's definitely a significant part of that. We do use it for some other things, and in fact, in this year, we're hoping to use some of that LOST money to help move forward with trails. There's a good chance that those won't start until about a year from now, just because of some timing with some other funding that we have through the state. But some of the preparatory work has already started there. We've got some trees clearing and things of that nature happening, not right this minute with the weather being what it is, but soon, and things that we'll clear this winter in anticipation of that project going forward in 2020.
Police department getting a new Tahoe to replace their last sedan-style vehicle, and they don't have much choice in that area because Ford and Chevy are no longer producing those. They are strictly supporting the larger SUV style.
Yeah, that's correct. When you buy, historically, when we would buy, say, a Chevy Impala, it was pursuit-rated, meaning it was given certain components above and beyond what an average person coming into the lot, what they would have. It's spec'd out knowing that it's going to be put through certain wear and tear, including high-speed pursuit occasionally. So beefier product and, you know, a little more robust. But as you mentioned, GM and Ford are moving away from doing pursuit-certified vehicles in the sedans and have switched over to SUVs. What we also find is that because we are a government agency and we work from a state set bid, the price difference between sedans and SUVs is not as great as it would be. Again, for example, if Joe Q Citizen comes in, the difference between a sedan and an SUV can be tens of thousands of dollars. We find it's a much, much narrower, just a couple thousand dollars for us off of the state bid. And as was mentioned in the meeting, we find that we have much more life at the end of a vehicle. A sedan coming off of 4 to 5 years of police work is usually more or less shot versus the Tahoes. In our past experience, we found that they do have quite a bit of life left. And what we'll do is take them out of being a police pursuit vehicle and then use them in a different department where they still have a lot of good life left. So we've just found a lot better value from the SUVs.
And also mentioning the budget overall, as you say, a lot of what has been submitted to the city is unchanged from the past year. That can be both a good and a bad thing. The good news meaning that there are no increases. The bad news being that you're kind of stuck with what you can get, right?
Yeah, we are in a little bit of a status quo year, and that happens sometimes. Our revenues, as you mentioned, were relatively flat, and so we would just want to continue what we feel is a high level of service. We're always trying to be effective with taxpayer money, and so that's what we'll continue to do in the future.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.